The return of the Santa Claus parade wowed children and adults alike on Saturday evening, despite the Christmas-like colder temperatures that arrived just in time for the parade. That didn't hinder the hundreds of people that arrived early to claim a good spot along Bradford Street as the parade got underway at 5 p.m. The floats were brightly lit and played Christmas music to the joy of many in the crowd. Some of the many vehicles adorned with lights and decorations were fire trucks, which included vintage and present-day ones, along with other emergency vehicles with their lights flashing and sirens wailing, to the delight of the youngsters sitting and standing on the curbs. There was a military vehicle, a brightly lit school bus, and many homemade floats. 9-year-old Kenzie Toski was there to watch the parade for one main reason. Because of Santa and his magic, she told Barry today. The top of her Christmas wish list is a Gabby's Dollhouse, which is based on a children's television show about a fantastical dollhouse that contains mini worlds and kitten characters. Phyllis, a grandmother watching along with her two grandchildren, Ellis and Layla, from the comfort of their blanket-covered lawn chairs on the sidewalk, enjoys the annual parade and seeing it through their eyes. 3-year-old Ellis is wishing for a Batman Lego set and is especially waiting to see Santa at the end of the parade. 4-year-old Layla's wish for this year is a Calico Critters dollhouse, which has bunnies and kitties, she said. Housing for fictional felines and farm animal families seem to be a clear favorite among kids this Christmas season and were no doubt included in the many letters to Santa Claus that were collected from children along the route by Canada Post workers, who were there to assist Santa and deliver them to the North Pole. Santa Claus, the man of the hour, dressed in his red and white finery, made his appearance at the end of the parade, as he always does, sitting high atop his parade float, waved to the crowd of smiling and waving children, and to parents who were snapping photos of the moment for posterity. The parade wound its way towards the downtown in time for a tree lighting ceremony and fireworks at Meridian Place, along with live entertainment by local talent and headlined by the popular group the Strumbellas.